Biotic.
Hey everybody, welcome to another week of America Tonight. Hope you had a good one. It was Mother's Day. Did you get a chance to take your mother to brunch or lunch or something in between? Or did you just get to hang out and do something else? It seemed like all the restaurants that I drove by were just jam-filled to the hilt. Didn't matter if it was fast food or something else. So I have a feeling a lot of mothers got taken care of. So another Mother's Day is gone. You know what that means? What's the next day up? Father's Day. This is just a reminder. Father's Day is a month away, so maybe you'll plan ahead. I saw this crazy report that how many flowers were ordered at the last second. It was like 100 million. It was some number, almost like our deficit, that I really couldn't comprehend. And I thought, wow, is this Beavis and Butthead, or is this real news? And it was real news. So the 1-800 FTD lines were just blown up with people getting flowers at the last second. I mean, I get it. I can procrastinate with the best of them, but it's one of those things where you know it's coming every year. There's lots of reminders about it, for goodness sake. Didn't we just see that lovely mom on the cover of Time magazine breastfeeding her child, that controversial cover, as just another nudge about motherhood? Oh, well. We're going to zig and zag all over the place in the opener for this hour, including we're going to head to the mailbag. A lot of people hitting us up with different types of letters, whether it had to do with gay marriage last week, and was that a distraction from the Obama administration, and also some of the polls that we talked about. You know, I am the poll princess, and some of you sounded off about the polls, and if you thought really we were seeing what might happen, a preview of what could happen when it comes to the November elections. So all of that mixed in between, plus what happens if California falls into the ocean. Think about it. You know, they've had their own woes, like so many other states, with huge deficits. And I thought I saw the governor of California pleading with Mark Zuckerberg to just lend the state a few bucks. So Governor Brown is warning of swinging the axe like nobody's business, saying it's the worst recession in California since 1930. But what happened to all those jobs? I thought things were turning around. What's going on in the left coast? Horrible predictions for doom and gloom. And, you know, that's not the Democratic thing to get out the machete and decide, okay, we're going to have to whack a few jobs. But they have no choice. Governor Jerry Brown saying and pleading in a video that was posted on YouTube that California's shortfall was projected to be $16 billion. That's up from $9.2 billion in January. So he's saying that he has really no choice but to do something drastic, that they've got to make deeper cuts than he thought he was going to have to do in the beginning of the year. And so here he goes to YouTube to be pretty aggressive about it, and he's saying that he aggressively accounted for the steps that he said he had to take to try and scale back a $26 billion deficit that he inherited when he took office. This sounds familiar. It's the Democratic anthem. Blame the Republican that was there before me. And so why take the office? You know what you're walking into. He's saying it was much, much worse. So part of what they're going to do in California, and why I bring it up right here at the top of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, is that we're talking about these cuts that they're looking at, that, ready for this, here's the key word, would be triggered only if voters fail to approve his tax plan. It's a sales tax increase that would expire after 4 years. Yikes. While the income tax surcharge would last for 7 years. Welcome to California. Now give us all your money. It's like a stick up when you cross the border into California. You know, the mass exodus of all the illegals, they're just flowing all the way from Northern California all the way down and through the belly of the beast and out the other end into Tijuana saying, forget this. There's no jobs anymore. There's nothing left in California. And so we hear that, oh, geez, the United States jobs turning around. We're seeing nothing but optimism. It's good, good, good. And here we are. Here he's getting out of the hole. It doesn't work. So it doesn't matter. You have to swing the machete, even if you don't want to. Really, people are going to vote for an outrageous sales tax and an increase in the income tax, because what are they going to, you know, what are they going to do? Now they're talking about imposing an income tax surcharge on wealthy Californians to try to stave off more cuts. See, Brown needs to get some Obama power, and he needs to get into those $40,000 Clooney dinners that they just had for the president in his reelection. So you got to figure he needs better friends. Arnold had a lot of friends in California. Maybe Brown is not hanging out with the right people. Go see the Spielbergs. Go see the others in Hollywood that might be able to, if you put your hat out, maybe they'll be able to put some money in it. Because I think Californians are going to balk at some of what he's suggesting, although it sounds small. He's putting it on the November ballot, saying it would increase sales tax by 0.25% and impose that income tax I mentioned on the wealthier Californians, because then maybe he could stave off some of the cuts that he knows inevitably he's going to have to do, because the budget is, you know, $16 billion. When you're talking about $16 billion, and again, that's not million. You're talking about reductions to schools, health care, a lot of other social programs. There's just no way they can afford it. I mean, already, it was like 2 years ago, they were cutting down on all kinds of things, anything they could think of, DMV hours. If you want to get a driver's license in the state of California, it's like a drive-thru, only we're not open 24 hours. We're open 10 hours during the week, so you better line up. So you can see we're going to talk a lot about money, money, money here starting off the week. We're going to have some fun in between, I promise you. But you see California, and then you look at what's going on in Greece and the Greek president, who is meeting with his party leaders and begging for some kind of relief, because you still have people protesting. You don't have a unified government there. And you've got tens of thousands of people who are not happy with what is being shoved down their throat. Can they keep the euro? And what about the budget measures they're talking about? So I would suggest, if you have a jar, get another, and then another, and then another. And all that loose change that you have in the couch, and in your car, and in your pockets, start putting it away. Start collecting that loose change, because I have a feeling it's going to start to show up, not just our neighbors, our friends, Greece, the Eurozone, what's happening there, but in California we see. And this is really the tip of the iceberg that no one wants to talk about. California is certainly not the only state in trouble. Let me throw out my digits, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. We're swinging for the fences. I'll tell you why next on America Tonight.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alley C.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Of it anyway. Kate Delaney, happy to be here, is the skipper of the ship called America Tonight. All right, a couple of things. I said we're going to swing for the fences, and we are. We're going to take a couple of swings. Pretend there's like a pinata hanging in the middle of the room. We're going to take a couple of swings at that pinata and see how many liars fall out of the middle of it. And I'm going to explain why I say that in just a second. Because I think companies, when they hire people, it's just like a stab in the dark. Apparently, they don't even go through the resumes very well. And there's very good reason why I make that statement. I'll get to it in a second. But first, I want to remind everybody, if you want to chime in, California in the toilet when it comes to what are we going to do, $16 billion shortfall. Going to have to swing the axe, mess with the schools a little bit, probably health care. And, yes, we're going to tax the rich. It's a familiar theme. And then we want you, Californians, to vote to increase your sales tax as well. So you could go to Press 4 and take our America Tonight poll. Press 4 America Tonight. If you were the governor of California, what would you do to save the state? Press 4 and then say America Tonight poll. If you were the governor of California, what would you do to save the state? Best answer wins a copy of my book free. I'm even paying for the postage. Level the playing field. Balls, brats, and other BS. Or just some really fun sports facts. It's a really cool book. You like it. It's easy to read. So there you have it. You don't know how to get pressed for? You dummies. I've been pounding you over the head with this. Go to the website, americatonight.net. You will see, press 4, there's an icon, 2 icons, in fact. Aren't they lucky? On the front page, they paid me serious big bucks. No, they didn't, I'm kidding. I'm just saying we can communicate better with press 4. So, if you go to americatonight.net, you got 2 icons there. You can even enter a contest, but do the poll. So the question is, if you were the governor of California, what would you do to save the state? What would I do? I would tell every single movie star who made at least $2 million that they needed to pony up. If they wanted to stay in the state, they needed to pony up because that's the rich people I'm taxing. After all, they gave Obama all that money. I go back to my $40,000 a plate dinner that Clooney had. So if they would all just kick in, they could save the state of California, which is where most of them make their livelihood because so many of the lots are in California, Universal, etc. So many of the television shows are filmed there. And a lot of, even though there's shooting in other parts of the world and our country, still a lot happens in California. So because you have this great big glamorous life, you're gonna have to pay up, Tom Cruise. You're gonna have to pay up Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt and everybody else. They're gonna have to pay to save the state of California. You can also hit us up this way, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. All right, this thing really set me off over the weekend, and I think you'll find it interesting too. What is the deal with companies hiring people and paying them a ton of cash and then not even checking out their resume? Did you hear this deal about Yahoo, aptly named? The CEO had to resign. Why? Because he's got a fake resume. The guy's name is Scott Thompson. He is the fourth CEO to resign in 5 years, first of all. He said he had this degree that he didn't have, and guess what? Somebody decided to check on it. And then they all came falling down, just like Humpty Dumpty. They just couldn't put him back together again. Such a smug guy, too, posing at the PayPal offices in San Jose. That's the photograph that I saw of him. So a very brief tenure. Hopefully he had a golden parachute. And what happened was he agreed to resign because the company's board found evidence that contradicted his claim that he was innocent about his academic record. In particular, the thing that they really found about him, it was an executive search firm that Yahoo hired. They found information that showed years ago he knowingly claimed to have a computer science degree that he didn't have. He didn't have it. So they say that what it shows is that he was appointed by supposedly this Ross Levinson, the exec who was in charge of the media websites, and as the interim CEO, and that it could be made permanent, blah, 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 blah. So now they're doing a lot of backtracking, and they started to check into it. He told, this Thompson guy, Yahoo, some of the Yahoo pals, that he wasn't responsible for misstatements about his academic record, that it wasn't his fault, so he didn't understand. I don't understand. It might have been on paper, but I didn't really say it. So he lied to get a job. Therefore, I know that Matt went to a lot of trouble. He was eating sunflower seeds before he went on the air. And Matt, of course, is the maestro who pulls all the strings in the background at the mothership in Minneapolis. He's pulled out the dungeon. And I say that we got to throw this Scott Thompson in the dungeon for lying about lying.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Don't you love that? All right, so check this out. According to an AOL job survey, who has AOL anymore? One out of four people said they've lied or embellished the truth on their resumes or in an interview to get a job. Have you ever lied to get a job? Matt Johnson, have you ever lied to get a job? Did you lie to get this job with America Tonight?
I did not, but it turns out that maybe I should start doing it because all these people are getting some pretty cushy jobs by lying.
No kidding. How can they not check the resume of somebody that they're going to put in place as the CEO?
I know, and I'm going to talk out of both sides of my mouth here for a minute because on the one hand, I think it's ridiculous that, you know, these people are getting these high-profile positions by lying. But then at the same time, if they're getting the job, obviously someone somewhere has noticed their work and thought they were qualified enough to hand them the job. Does it really matter that they didn't have this so-called degree?
Yes, because in some of those companies, that's what they require. So here's the bottom line. What about everybody else that was leapfrogged? I agree in one sense. I mean, I don't care. Sometimes I think that a lot of companies are too degree heavy anyway, and that's the problem, like an Ivy League degree, etc. It's like Facebook. Oh, it's all fun and games, but did you know that most of the people at Facebook, they're from Harvard, of course. That's where Zuckerberg went, or they went to Stanford, they went to an Ivy League school. They're not getting a job unless they have an Ivy League degree. But I think there's people that have plenty of smarts that don't have degrees. And
creator of that company doesn't have a degree.
He doesn't. He only went for how long? 2 years? I don't even know if he has probably full 2 years or so. But he's the creator, so now they're being degree snobs. I agree with Matt in that sense. If I, it's like me. If I found somebody in something that I was doing that was qualified, that I thought was great at what they were doing, who cares? But there must be pressure. There must be pressure to get a job, certain jobs, where you're lying. And you know what? It's not just the CEO kind of jobs. It's also jobs where people say they have skills they don't have. Like, you know, we hear that, you know, there's these jobs in trucking in certain parts of the country, like North Dakota, where you can make $80,000, $100,000, whatever it is. How many people lie and say that they, you know, have their license? Then somebody's got to teach me how to drive the truck. Can somebody teach me how to drive a truck? I drove a truck once, an 18-wheeler, and I was scared out of my mind. All right, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Hang with us.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for. He's to unlock the door. All around him criticize and slave. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
So as usual, we're juggling a couple different balls here in America Tonight. One, the America Tonight poll. Go to Press 4. If you don't know what Press 4 is, shame on you. Could I talk about it anymore? So go to the website, americatonight.net. Click on the icon right on the front. Doesn't matter what kind of phone you have. You can get Press 4. And then take the poll, America Tonight's poll. If you were the governor of California, what would you do to save the state? I say I would tax the crap out of the filthy rich movie stars, because they're giving money away to all these other people. Save the state. They live in California, mostly in Southern California. They make their livelihoods on the back of Hollywood. So you gotta chip in, man. You gotta save the state of California, because you don't want to see it dump into the ocean. It's like, I lived in California and I loved it, but for a short amount of time. And I remember, especially when, and all of you can relate, in the Midwest and in the East Coast, what do people say about California? A bunch of fruits and nuts when you grow up there. So I remember telling my family, hey, I'm going out to California. I got a television job in California. It was like, my mother was like, dead silence on the other side of the phone. Mom, are you still there? Why are you going to California? And I loved it. I love living in California. But the problem is always the expense of living there. And boy, now I'm telling you, it's uber expensive. And now if people are going to have to pay more for sales tax, and the people with these state jobs are going to get sliced off. And that goes against what a Democratic governor would do. It's all about, remember, bigger, juicier government. And now he's blaming on the previous guy, Schwarzenegger, and saying, well, you know, I already inherited all this debt. It's a familiar theme, only it's going from taking it from the national level to the state level. So don't be a sissy. Take the poll. You could win my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. If that's not incentive, I mean, boom, I'll put it in the mail tomorrow or maybe the next day. I got to get some sleep. But in the next 2 days, I swear I will do it. So as I said, we're juggling balls here. The other one is Scott Thompson, who was the CEO of Yahoo, resigns. He was very short-lived tenure. He started in January. Turns out that he lied on his resume, and he had to bail because he knew the board was getting close, and talked about having his degree, I guess, at one point on his resume in computer science, and he didn't have that degree. So check this out. Here are some other famous liars lying on the resume. The chief executive of Radio Shack, I'm very familiar with this one because this is a big story that broke in my neck of the woods. His name is Dave Edmondson. He claimed that he had degrees in psychology and theology from Pacific Coast Baptist College in California. He never graduated from the school. He handed in his resignation after the story was broken by the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, a paper of note, and certainly a lot of people read the story, and that was it. He knew. He went on to, this is the interesting part, he goes on to actually found a company, EasySale, an internet-based consignment and liquidation company. Because guess what? He had a ton of money that he got from Radio Shack. He made a ton of money with them. So don't cry for him. This is another one for you. How about this? I bet you didn't know this. Presidential candidate Joe Biden, now VP, claimed that he went to Syracuse University College of Law on a full academic scholarship and graduated in the top half of his class. He actually got a partial scholarship based on financial aid and finished, ready for this, 76th in a class of 85. Whoops. Ooh, slightly different. I guess he forgot the details. There was a couple of other things that also smashed against Biden, like speech plagiarism and all that kind of stuff. And that dogged him for a while. Then he ended up as the vice president to Barack Obama. How about this guy? Michael Brown. Name sound familiar? FEMA director. He mishandled what happened with Hurricane Katrina. In fact, he was off dining somewhere when Katrina touched down, you know, all the stuff that happened afterwards, the breaking of the levees and the flooding and the people being stranded and drowning and dying and all that stuff. He didn't want people to bother him because he had to finish his dinner in D.C. Anyway, he claimed he oversaw the emergency services division for the city of Edmond, Oklahoma. However, he was an assistant to the city manager. That's like an intern. And I was an intern at the NBC for the Today Show, so I guess maybe I was on the Today Show. So that's my problem. So he claimed to have been a political science professor at the University of Central Oklahoma. They say he was never a member of the faculty. But this is the best part. You're going to love this. What does Brown do now? He's a radio host. Of course he's a radio host. What else would he be doing? This one was bad. This story broke when I was working in New York, and people were stunned by this. And I guess I wasn't, because I've heard of so many people making up nonsense. He was the Notre Dame football coach for a period, George O'Leary. He claimed to have a master's degree in education from New York University and to have played college football at the University of New Hampshire. Instead, what really was the deal is he attended NYU, but he didn't get a degree. He never earned a letter playing football, never played a game. His first and last day on the job were just 5 days apart. He does coach, though. You know where he coaches? I had a friend that works here that sent me a note when he got hired. Of course. University of Central Florida Knights. That's where he coaches. I mean, we are a forgiving nation, so you exaggerate on your resume. Here's another good one for you, and some of you in Connecticut will relate to this. The Connecticut Attorney General, Richard Blumenthal, while campaigning for his Senate seat in 2010, he claimed he served in Vietnam. He served in the Marine Corps Reserve, but he never went to Vietnam. He got elected anyway. So nobody cared. They didn't care. This is a bad one. MIT Dean of Admissions, Marilee Jones, she was employed by MIT for like 28 years. She never got an undergraduate degree, despite allegedly claiming a master's and a bachelor's degree on her resume. She got a job as a consultant for the Berklee College of Music later. So how is she she's the MIT Dean of Admissions. See, that's that thing about, that Garth Brooks used to sing about, friends in high places. I guess you have to have friends in high places to be able to fudge that resume. And it brings up a good question, you know, and I said this, how many of you have ever kind of fibbed or lied on a resume? And I think with the way now it's so crazy and what they tell you to do on resumes, that people somewhat fib anyway or kind of exaggerate because there's certain words you can't use and certain things that, you know, you should say, and there's certain no-nos. I love that Jack Down Under says he's pleading the fifth. Oh, Jack, that leads me to believe that you have really fibbed on your resumes. And maybe people just kind of expect that. I mean, maybe they expect that you kind of might twist the details a little bit. It probably depends on what job you're going for. But I think it's shocking that a company like Yahoo, especially when they have been through so many different CEOs, why ever would they not check a resume? I don't know. How hard is it to check a resume out? Why wouldn't they just make a couple of calls? And instead, the guy pads his resume, and it ends up being his job. He has to resign. And I can't believe that they wouldn't have checked him out a little bit closer in the first place. But then, you know, I worked as the sports director. I worked as the sports director at a huge radio station in Dallas, and I was the I did the post game for the Texas Rangers for a short period of my life, for a couple of years, and I did a talk show. Well, I didn't lie on my resume. Everything I had done on my resume was there, and I can remember the general manager saying to me, "Well, I didn't know you did this. I didn't know you did that." And I said, "Well, of course it's on my resume." "Well, I never read your resume." So maybe, do they read the resumes? There's your answer. They never read the resume, so I guess I could have said anything. Graduated with honors from Harvard University. And at one point, I actually was running the Today Show. Behind the scenes, I did everything. I think people think that they can get away. Some people think they can get away with it, and if it gets them the job, you know, so what? But the more, I wonder, the more these stories come out, will people check a little closer? I guarantee Yahoo will do that because, boy, if they don't do it now, then they are really lame because they just got pinched nationally in a very, very big way. Got one last one for you. The CEO of Bausch & Lomb, Ronald Zarella, claims he had a master's in business from New York University. He started the program. He never graduated. He forfeited his $1 million bonus after it came out, but he got $1.1 million in salary incentives and stock, and he got to keep his job. He stayed there until 2008. He left when they had a product recall, but he made a ton of money in between. See? Any liars out there? Let us know.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings, but they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we loved their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it?
Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me.
All right, so far if you tune into America tonight, as we're making that final turn, we're on the back stretch, making the final turn. If you just tuned in, hello, and thank you for finding us here on your airways. America Tonight, Kate Delaney's my name. But we started off talking about what is going on in California. $16 billion deficit. Jerry Brown, the Democratic governor, is mimicking what is happening nationally with Barack Obama, talking about taxing the rich Californians to pay for everybody else. And then talking about having voters vote on an increase in the sales tax in that state. And I threw out the question, if you went to a Press 4, America Tonight Press 4, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go to the website, front page, americatonight.net. So easy. It's the new app, but you don't have to have an iPhone to get it. Enough explanation, America Tonight poll. And the question is, if you were the governor of California, what would you do to save the state? How about resign, like the gutless wonder who padded his resume, Scott Thompson, the Yahoo CEO, who once he was caught had to resign because he exaggerated his resume. So then we started talking about the biggest resume exaggerators of all time and who's got pinched in the past. And it was everyone from CEOs running big companies to MIT Dean of Admissions and a football coach for the storied Notre Dame program that only lasted really 5 days. And all of you, are chickens because nobody called in to tell me whether or not they lied on their resume. The only one that we had that admitted that he probably lied on his resume, I think, is Jack, because he said that he was pleading the fifth. Matt said, sure, why not exaggerate? If you're somewhere in middle management, it would probably be okay. And I haven't exaggerated on my resume, but in my very first job, I exaggerated my skills vocally to somebody when they asked if I could operate a video camera, you know, like you watch your local news. And I had hung out with photographers enough, and I thought, oh, I could do that, no sweat. So I kind of said, yeah, I can do that. And I did do that. I did do that for a very short amount of time. And you know what? I was pretty good, but it was an on-the-fly thing. So I'd say I kind of fibbed there a little bit. How's that? But really, since then, and maybe it's because I've juggled so many plates, I didn't have to lie. In fact, if anything, I think sometimes it sounds odd that there were maybe too many different things that I had done in the very beginning of my career. Maybe some of you have tripped on to that as well, because here's what happens with resumes. Tailoring it to certain jobs, that's what they're telling people to do now. So sometimes people are leaving off things that would probably matter, and other times they're putting in too much. It's like a bill. It's like we're all on the hill. We've learned from them. We're stuffing everything onto the resume just in hopes of having someone see you and pick you. I said that we would definitely head to the mailbag, so without further ado, we are heading to the mailroom.
You have mail, mistress.
Can I hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
I love that. It's like Simon Says, only Kate Says. You got to feel good. You got to get it wherever you can get it. You know what I'm talking about, guys? Okay. So here's the scoop. We get this one from John, who says, Kate, I don't know if you're paying attention to what's going on in Syria, but what a nightmare. We can't possibly get involved, can we? Do you think we're involved in some way and we don't really know? You know how the government likes to do that and then let the rest of us in on what's been happening and where money is being spent? No, I think that Hillary Clinton has definitely had conversations, has made a couple of statements. So has the president, maybe once or twice. We're talking about Assad and how there's, you know, frankly, they're slaughtering people in the streets, and it's ugly. I mean, there's no question there's more violence over the weekend. Is there an end in sight to this? See, Syria, what they don't have is oil, and they don't have a whole bunch of stuff that people want besides the oil. So, and we're weary of intervening in these things, which we should be, but unfortunately, it's just so sickening what's going on there. So sickening. The only thing that I can think of that was worse when you want to talk about people just getting slaughtered is what's going on in Mexico. They say 49 decapitated and mutilated bodies, I happen to come across this, were found over the weekend dumped on a highway connecting northern Mexico, an area of Monterey, to the U.S. border. And, you know, this is more of that drug gang stuff. It has to be. You see the big Z, it means Zeta, so I'm assuming that's what it is. But, boy, not a good time. I think it's not a good time to go to Mexico, sorry, especially any of those border areas. I mean, are you kidding me? I say this, but I'll say it again. I've said it a bunch of times on the show, so I don't want to sound like I'm beating another dead horse as they are riding around the studio. But I used to go over that Zaragoza Bridge all the time. I was in El Paso, and we would go from El Paso to Juarez. Now, oh, you couldn't pay me. You could not pay me to make that move. All right, quickly, let's take a few more from the mailbag. This one from the Big B, who says, hello, America, tonight. Been listening to the show, gosh, for maybe 2 years. Don't know if you saw this deal about the FBI guy who was missing in California. they're doing that massive hunt for him. What do you think the scoop is? Yeah, you know, I read about that story, and they're saying that he's armed and possibly it's a suicide thing. So when I first saw the headline, it sounded like some FBI agent had been kidnapped. I thought, wow, when do you hear about that? And they are in a massive search for him, and we're talking about the mountains. So good luck with that. Have you ever been in the mountains in Southern California? They've got about 100 FBI agents is what I heard, crawling around, and then plus some of the locals too, sheriffs, deputies, and whatnot, trying to see if they can find him. And this is a L.A. agent, Stephen Ivins, his name is, and he is known to be, I guess, a big-time hiker and a runner. So they fanned out all over the place trying to find him. He left Thursday evening and has not been back since. So they're worried that he might have harmed himself somehow. They're not saying why. He was an L.A. police officer for a time, and then he went to the FBI, and he was a well-liked guy. I guess he had a little kid, and, you know, who knows what that's about. Let's move on to another one. This one comes to us from Tank, listening to us in Austin. Tank says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney. I love it when you beat up on John Edwards. He is a big sissy pants. What's been going on in court? They need to nail this guy to the wall. I hope he gets the full 30 years. I thought I heard you say that there was a possibility. And, you know, when it's a federal charge, usually you're doing almost all that time." We'll see what happens because, you know, this is a big week, obviously, for Edwards in North Carolina. It's been a running soap opera. I feel bad for his daughter. She's supportive, and she's sitting there as this whole thing unfolds and all of the conversation about the mistress, Ryle Hunter, and about her mother, Elizabeth Edwards, and just unbelievable things with Edwards and what he asked his aide to do. I can't imagine that. It's all about the money, though, and I can't imagine that he didn't break campaign finance violations. He didn't have any of those. And I can't imagine he didn't take the money for that, because they're saying the money was funneled, almost $1 million, to do things to help the mistress. And it seems to me like they're proving it out based on even his aide, who was trying to cover it up and said he would get checks. I mean, how much more do you need? Maybe he's not going to get convicted on all 6 counts of the campaign finance violations, but I bet you he gets at least a couple of them. If he did get all of them, that would be 30 years, and then he'd get almost a $2 million fine, too. But he had to be convicted on all counts.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Is this a business decision, or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal.